And this morning we go straight to Libya, where despite the government's official recognition of the UN no-fly zone, this morning a loud explosion followed by anti-aircraft fire was heard in the rebel-held city of Benghazi. Al Jazeera is reporting that Gaddafi's troops have moved on Benghazi. Communications in the area are down. This morning we've been unable to reach anyone in the city by phone. In a moment we'll hear from exiled Libyan opposition leader Dr. Mansour El Kikia, who says he's convinced that Gaddafi is thumbing his nose at the UN and the rest of the world. But first, this report from Peter Cave in Tobruk in eastern Libya.
For the second night in a row, the rebel-controlled towns of East Libya have erupted in wild celebration. The news which sparked the latest loud and ballistic rejoicing was an announcement from Colonel Gaddafi's foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, who, speaking through an interpreter at a news conference in Tripoli, said that as a full member of the United Nations, Libya was obliged to accept the resolutions of its Security Council.
Therefore, Libya has decided an immediate ceasefire and the stoppage of all military operations.
The news did not receive much credibility from the commander of the rebel forces in Benghazi. Khalifa Heftir told a news conference in Benghazi that Gaddafi does not speak any truth. He said all the world knew that he was a liar. He and his sons and his family and all those with him were also liars, he said. Nevertheless, here in Tobruk and other towns in the east of the country, which remain under rebel control, it was greeted with glee. I spoke to oil worker Anwar Hazar.
We are celebrating here because the UN made a decision for a no-fly zone and no-drive zone.
Do you believe the government when they say they've instituted a ceasefire?
I don't believe the Libyan government because they've been lying for over 40 years. Everything they say is a lie. The breath they take is a lie. We don't trust them. We don't trust them when we expect anything from Gaddafi's regime.
So what happens now then?
Right now we are going to fight and going to go forward and we're going to have Gaddafi run away and leave us.
This is Peter Cave reporting for AM.